What's up, everybody? My bad. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Smack Nation. I'm your host, LaRon Evans. Man, what a week of football we just had, y'all. Like, I mean, all four games came down to the final drive. Well, except for the last game. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But Quick recap of Saturday games. The Bengals took out the Titans, 19-16. Joe Burrow, 28 for 37, 348, 1-0. Jamar Chase, 5 receptions, 109. Like, I was very hard on the Bengals this offseason. And, like, they making me eat crow every day. Like, I had this squad going 7-11, missing the playoffs. And here they are in the AFC Conference Championship game. Like, I feel so stupid right now. I feel down because, like, I doubted them. And here they are proving me wrong. Just like they proving everybody wrong in America. But, man, shout out to the Bengals, man. Like, y'all are real live doing y'all thing this shit, y'all. Like, I'm not even going to call it a Cinderella, you know, role because it's like, man, listen, y'all took him down the number one seed in the playoffs. So it's like, it's no Cinderella run right there. Like, y'all handling y'all business from wild card weekend to now. Like, y'all doing y'all thing up there. Shout out to Zach Taylor. Hopefully he can win coach of the year. Because that's who I got basically winning coach of the year is Zach Taylor. You know, 2 playoff wins this year. That's the most. You know, like, Marvin Lewis was there for like 17 years. Went to the playoffs like 9 times, I believe. Couldn't even get it done. Zach Taylor comes in. 2 playoff wins this year. Shout out to Zach Taylor, man. And the whole Cincinnati Bengals organization. The nightcap of the Saturday night games. The 49ers took out the Green Bay Packers, 13-10. Now it was a dogfight out there in the snow in Lambeau. The special team for San Fran came up huge. They got a punt block and a field goal block. Like they was on one that night, you know. Shout out to the 49ers, man. They came in Big D, stunned us. Went up the Lambeau, stunned them. Now they about to go up to L.A. once again, after just being there like 2 weeks ago, to face the Rams. Which, by the way, yesterday, they took out the defending champions in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by the final score of 30-27. Now, I mean, truth be told, the game was over by halftime. But, you know, like what all teams do in the NFL, unless you the Patriots of 07. They took their foot off the brake. They took their foot off the pedal, you know. They allowed Tom Brady to get back into the game and almost lost the damn game. You know, Matthew Stafford, 28 for 38, 366, 2 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp, 9 receptions, 183, 1 touchdown. Man, listen. Cooper Kupp is that real deal. Like, he is the real deal at wide receiver. Like, he blocks. Anything you need, Cooper Kupp is there. Like, he's like a taller version of a Wes Welker, Brandon Stokley, and Julius Edelman all in one. But just like 6'2 with it. Or 6 feet, I think. I think he's 6'1, 6'2. But man, Cooper Kupp has had one hell of a year. One hell of a year. And you see what happens when you give Cooper Kupp an A1 quarterback. No shade to Matt. I mean, no shade to Jared Goff, but see what happens when you give him an A1 quarterback who know how to give him the ball? I'm just saying. Then the game of the week, man, listen. I don't know how I should feel about this game. Should they change the overtime rules? Yes, they should have. They should have been did it. You know, when Patrick Mahomes lost to Tom Brady that year in the AFC Championship game, they should have changed it right after that. Because he didn't even get the ball back. So I know Josh Allen feels that. You know what I'm saying? That he couldn't get the ball back to see if he could go down the field and score. Extend the game to a second overtime. But, I mean, the rules is rules. Hopefully this offseason they change the overtime rules. You know? But the Chiefs beat the Bills 42-36. Patrick Mahomes, 33-44. 378, 3 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, man. I don't even know what to say about Tyreek Hill, man. The cheetah is just going to be the cheetah, man. 11 receptions, 150, 1 touchdown. I mean, that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? Then on the other end, man, listen, Josh Allen played a hella fat game, young. Like, 27-37, 329, 4 touchdowns. Gabriel Davis, 8 receptions, 201, 4 touchdowns. Like, they was balling out there yesterday in Kansas City. Arrowhead was lit yesterday. Buffalo, man, I don't know. I don't know how I would call that game, but, like, Buffalo's Leslie Frazier, he overthought that last drive, man. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what possessed him to play prevent with 13 seconds left on the clock against Kansas City, who got Tyreek Hill as a wide receiver, who, like, three, four years ago, down in Texas, did the same damn thing to my Dallas Cowboys before halftime. And it's just like, with teams like that, with a weapon like Tyreek, you cannot play no goddamn prevent defense and allow him to move around like that and score a touchdown, which, by the way, should have been a flag because it's like unsportsmanlike conduct of him taunting. Like, come on, man. Like, that's another thing about the playoffs this year. Like, the referees, man, they had their hand in all their games this year. It was not one game that I could say, oh, they called the straight-up game. Like, every game in the playoffs has been fucked up because of the referees. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. But one critical thing I took away from that Kansas City and Buffalo game is that Patrick Mahomes, man, like, I see why they call him the baby goat. I see why they call him the baby goat. Like, 4 straight AFC championship games. 4 straight AFC championship games. I said that twice, right? Okay. Yeah. It doesn't get any more much better than this, man. Like, him and Andy Reid is like peanut butter and jelly together. They like ham and cheese together. They like Kool-Aid and sugar together, young. Like, the minute Andy Reid saw this man coming out of college, he knew off Bucks, yeah, this my guy right here. This my guy right here that I know I can win championships with in Kansas City. And here we are, 4 years later. Like, I get my own fan base as far as the Cowboy fans. They be quick to compare that to Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allen, the Aaron Rodgers. And it's just like, I get it. He makes the money that, you know what I'm saying, that says, oh, he's up there with those names, but his play don't match. The contract is what everybody say. Me personally, listen, as a Cowboy fan, yeah, I'm going to say Dak Prescott is better than Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Dak Prescott is my boy. You know what I'm saying? But the shit that I'm saying, excuse my language, but the stuff that I'm saying Josh Allen do, Patrick Mahomes do, Joe Burrow, and it's just like, my quarterback can do that too. Now, I don't want to switch this whole conversation over to the Cowboys, but it's like, I know Cowboy fans. I know for a fact, because I'm feeling it. I know this past weekend, watching the game, you said to yourself, damn, Joe Burrow is flinging the shit out of this ball. Patrick Mahomes is throwing the shit out of this ball. Josh Allen is running his ass off with the ball. And it's just like, when you look back at our game against the 49ers, it's like, Dak ain't do shit. I'm just saying. Like, excuse my language, but Dak didn't do nothing out of the ordinary. Like, they rushed forward, and it was just like, that was it. Like, I watched Joe Burrow get sacked damn near 6-7 times in that game against the Titans. And he still found the way to win the game. Now, it's a team effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have all 52, 53 men all on board with the goal in hand that we're going to win this game. You know, you don't need no head coach like Mike McCarthy come out after the playoff game and say, oh, yeah, during prayer, I seen that the team was nervous. Mike McCarthy, why is your team nervous with a quarterback that's in year 6 of his career? With a running back that's in year 6 of his career. Like, the offense don't got all rookies and first-year and second-year players on it. I'm confused. Amari is not a rookie. CeeDee Lamb, this is CeeDee Lamb's first playoff. Cedric, first playoff. Blake Jarwin, this is not Blake Jarwin's first playoff run. Like, I was lost at that comment. When he said that the team was nervous... What? I'm looking at a quarterback in year 2 right now by the name of Joe Burrow, balling out of his mind right now. He don't look nervous out there on the field. Patrick Mahomes don't look nervous on the field. Jimmy Garoppolo don't look nervous on the field. So why the hell did Dak Prescott had to feel nervous on the field for? Like, why? Why? Because of the head coach. The head coach was nervous. The offensive coordinator was nervous. Like, watching that wild card game, now looking back, like, the score was like 16-7. And we putting the ball on 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, 4th-and-5. Before the playoffs started, it was a report that came out that said, oh, the Cowboys plan to use Tony Pollard more involved into the game plan come playoff time. Tony Pollard didn't even touch the ball more than 10 times. Then Mike McCarthy come out of his mouth and say, oh, yeah, I knew Ezekiel Elliott was injured since week 4. Then why the fuck is Ezekiel Elliott still playing? Like, I'm lost here. Like, I'm lost. Somebody help me. I'm lost here. If your starting running back is hurt, what you supposed to do? Go to the next man that's in line, right? Now, Zeke could have played a part in it and been like, oh, nah, I'm perfectly fine. I could run the ball. Tony Pollard don't need to get no shine. I got this. This is my team. I make $90 million a year. So, yeah, I'm going to run the damn ball. And little do y'all know, the run game is what really hurt us this year. We, after week 4, we couldn't get nothing on the ground after that. The play calling is trash. Look, the playbook is trash altogether. I'm sorry. Like, I pray to God one of these teams sign Kellen Moore, because it's like, I need a new voice on the offensive side of the ball, man. I need somebody with a new voice that's going to come and tell Dak, look, settle down out there. They playing cover 1. They rushing 4. Send your wide receiver on a slant. Come on, let's kill them with the slants. Like, I can't recall now one time in that wild card game that Dak Prescott or the Cowboys even drew up a slant in the damn game. And if they did, it was probably for a touchdown. Cowboy fans would sit up and be like, oh, Jerry Jones need to step down as GM. And my response to that would be, he don't need to. Listen, Jerry Jones isn't the person that's on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, what people gotta realize is that as the GM, His job is to put the players on the field, put the team together, put the players on the field, and the players supposed to work out. Not the owner. Jerry Jones ain't about to go down there and throw no damn football. So it's like, why every time when we lose, it's on the owner? Because he the GM. But it's like, just look at what he's doing. Like, look at the teams that he put on the field. 07, Romo threw a pick looking for Patrick Crayton across the middle. Was that Jerry Jones' fault? No. The 09 year, we beat Philadelphia. Then we get our boo smoked in Minnesota by Brett Favre. Was that Jerry Jones' fault? No. Taking Taco Charleston over J.J. Watt, yes, that was Jerry Jones' fault. Yes, I can admit that. Did I want Ezekiel Elliott at first? No. I wanted Derrick Henry and Jalen Ramsey, but I was settled with Zeke and Jalen Smith. You know? But, like, I don't know, man. Like, the Carolina Panthers said, hey, look, before Dallas can even make Ben McAdoo their offensive coordinator, let's go ahead and bring him in for a cup of tea and see what let's pick his brain on being a whole new system coming in Carolina. Like, Ben McAdoo just got hired as the new offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. Like, Carolina must have seen something that we didn't see. Like, both our offensive and defensive coordinators is out right now shopping for a new job. I mean, it ain't like, I'm not saying they got fired or nothing, but, you know, they hot commodities right now. I mean, I don't understand why the fuck Kellen Moore is hot commodity. Excuse my language once again. Like, I'm confused to how he's even a hot commodity after what the Cowboys just put on the field in the wild card game. Like, all that number one ranked offense, man, throw that bullshit out the window. Because when you look on the field, they don't even look like a number one ranked offense. So it's like, that's just a myth right there. Like, I don't see how an offensive coordinator with no playoff experience, who's 0-1 as an offensive coordinator so far, can be a hot commodity for a head coaching position right now. I'm lost. Over an offensive coordinator who's on his way to his fourth AFC championship game. Like, how? Somebody let me know. All I'm going to say is, Eric Bieniemy, Byron Leftwich, Brian Flores, those three better have a job. Byron better go to Jacksonville. Brian Flores looked like he might be a Minnesota Viking, Chicago Bear type head coach. But, man, I don't know. Eric Bieniemy damn sure better get a head coaching position this year, though. And that's a fact. But that's all I just wanted. I just wanted to come on here, talk to y'all real quick. But as far as the conference championship game go, got the 49ers versus the Rams. Rematch of Week 18 in L.A. Which, by the way, y'all, what is up with the owner talking about? You got to be a Los Angeles resident to get a ticket to the Rams game. What is going on here? So what you saying is, if I'm an L.A. resident and I'm a 49ers fan, I could still go to the game? Is that what you saying? Like, come on, man. Then in the AFC, you got them hot Bengals versus the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a good one. Now, Kansas City already took an L to the Bengals earlier this year in the regular season. You know, so both of these games are rematches from the regular season again. So, I don't know. If I had my picks, I'm going to go with Rams and Chiefs. And here I go again, batting against the Bengals yet again. But it's just, I'm just thinking about the experience of Patrick Mahomes versus Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow hasn't dealt with the Arrowhead crowd in playoff mode. Like, those fans are like different breed when it comes playoff time in that stadium. They are a different breed in Kansas City, okay? So, I don't know. It's going to be a dogfight, though. Because the Bengals do know how to move the ball on the Chiefs. If they keep that same game plan that they had when they played them earlier in the year, the Bengals might be marching themselves on to the Super Bowl after this week. So, I'm still hurt, y'all. Like, I'm still hurt about this playoff run. Like, I just sit back and I just watch these quarterbacks, and I'm just like, damn, my quarterback can do that. I watched Davis put the move on a corner from Kansas City last night, and I'm like, damn, Amari can do that if Kellen Moore can scheme up plays for him. Like, and another thing, I peep. These teams, other than the Bengals and the 49ers, the Chiefs don't run the ball. The Rams try to run the ball, but they not really a run team. But I don't know, yeah. Like, you could possibly get a rematch of the 88 Super Bowl between the Bengals and the 49ers. But I know America really want to see Rams versus Chiefs. I know that's what they want to see. But, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, Chiefs and Rams for me, man. Damn sure not batting with the 49ers. Damn sure not. And there's no beef with y'all. It's just I don't want to see y'all get number six before my team do. Y'all already been there damn near, what, twice this century, about to go on three. Shit. We got to get our shit together, man, Big D. I'm sorry. But that's all the time I have today, man. Look, like and subscribe to my page on Facebook. I mean, I said Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Smack Nation Podcast or at my main joint, LaRon Evans. Follow my Instagram, that's Smack Nation Podcast. YouTube page, Smack Nation Podcast. You know, I mean, listen, we all here. We up on the up and coming. You know, it's still stuff in works. You know, I might get a B-side show. You know, who knows? You know. But, like, this playoff run, it hurts. Like, I figure, you know, I could go to the Lakers for some comfort. These niggas, man, they can't even win games like that, man. Like, they subpar 500 right now. But that's my time for the day, man. I hope y'all enjoyed. I'll be back with another show, man. I'm out.